We are in Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav. Al Tir'uni, on page 32, if you're holding the Sefer. Al Tir'uni She'ani Shecharchoret. Don't look at me in a negative way. Am Yisrael says, Knesset Yisrael says to the Umot HaOlam, She'ani Shecharchoret. Because I am blackened. Sheshezafatni hashamish. I'm not blackened by nature. Rather, it's because the sun has scorched me. Soon we'll see what is the nimshal. Bene imi niharuvi. The children of my mother, my siblings, they caused me to be in anger with Hashem, that Hashem is angry with me. Bnei imi nicharubi, milashon charon af. Samuni noterai takeramim, they appointed me, they made me watch over, guard their vineyards. Karmi sheli lo natarti. So I was not able to watch my own kerem. Let's see Rashi. Now, this discussion that Knesset Yisrael is having with Umot HaOlam began in the previous Pasuk, in Pasuk He, Shechora Ani Venava Benot Yerushalayim. If I am Ke Ahole Kedar, you should know I am Kiriot Shelomo. So look in Rashi on page 32, Al Tir'uni, Al Tistaklu Bi Levizayon. Al Tir'uni in Hebrew, Mata Bistakel Alai. What are you looking at me in a bad way? Ze Al Tir'uni. Don't look at me that way. She'ani shecharchoret lefi omer Rashi lefi she'en shachruti vekiuri mimeimi. This that you see that I am darkened and that I am not looking so good, that's not mimeimi. That's not how I was born. It's not natural by me. El al yedei shezifat haShemesh. It's the beating down of the sun at me. That's why I am dark. So what? But bottom line, you're darkened. Mazem shanem ze shezifat haShemesh o mimeimi. So Rashi explains, she'oto shachrut noach leitlaben kesheyamod betzel. If it's only because of shezafat ni haShemesh, then you know this filth, this darkness that you see on me is not natural to me, and I'm able to overcome it. With a little bit standing under the shade, I'll come back to my natural colors. The Nimshal is Teshuvah. Knesset Yisrael is saying, we have a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which is called Teshuvah. Teshuvah, im nistakel al ze beomek, means go back to what you really are. That's Teshuvah. Knesset Yisrael is saying, Al tir'uni she'ani shecharchoret. Al tachshevu she'ani shecharchoret beteva. It's not mimei mi. She'shezafat ni hashamesh. It's the beating down of the scorching of the sun. Bene imi nicharubi. It's those who were supposed to be there for me. They weren't. They enslaved me. They oppressed me. That's why. That's she'shezafat ni hashamesh. So if there are any chataim, like the Gemara says in Masechet Brachot, that Ritzonenu la'asot et Ritzoncha ela she'aseor she'ba'isa ve'shibud malchuyot me'akev. The seor she'ba'isa, that's the Yetzer Hara, and the shibud malchuyot, that's what causes Am Yisrael to look the way they look, unfortunately. Aval, we can go back to the way we were. As Rashi says, Oto shachrut noach leitlaben kesheyamod batzel. It's easy to get rid of it. All we have to do is be under the shade. Tachat tziladim hemnuta, under the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do teshuvah. Teshuvah means we come back to who we really are. Al tir'uni she'ani shecharchoret. I'm not shecharchoret beteva. Bnei imi nicharu bi, Rashi explains, הם בני מצרים שגדלתי בהם. בני אמי, Rashi says, is referring to מצרים, that I grew up among them. That's where we were born. ve'alu imi be'erev rav, and they even joined us. Hem chircharuni behesetam ufituyam. They're the ones who caused the charon af of Hashem on me with their heset and pitui, with their coercion. They're the ones, the Erev Rav, are the ones that caused Am Yisrael to do Chet HaEgel. If you remember, the pasuk here, according to Rashi, is referring to Chet HaEgel. Al tir'uni shani shechachoret. Chet HaEgel did not come from me, be'etzem. It was b'nei imini charuvi. Hesetam u'pituyam shel b'nei Mitzrayim shegadalti imahem. And they also joined me. It's because of that. Achesamuni, page 36, Shesamuni notera et hakeramim. They made me watch over the keramim. Vesham shezafatni hashamesh v'ushcharti. They made me watch over there. Dat, klomar, Rashi explains, netanuni ovedet Elohim acherim. They caused me to be oved avodah zara. Vekarmi shehaya sheli me'avotai lo natarti. My own vineyard that was mine from my forefathers, I didn't watch. What is this? We find in the Lashon that Kerem, vineyard, is the mashal for Elahut. So Rashi says, Matzinu parnasim nikraim bamikra bilshon kramim. We find elsewhere in the Tanakh that the parnasim, the leaders, and in this case, the divinity, Elakut, the Meshorer uses the Mashal of Kerem. And we find this many times in the Tanakh. Sheneemar, like it says in Hoshea Bet, Venatati lait kerameha misham, umtargem ve'emane layat parnasaha. Vechen lo yifne derech keramim in Iyov, which means leaders. The leaders are the Kerem. They're the ones that get the best wine out of their people. What's called the leader? He's the one who is able to make out of his people a kerem. That's why we have the mashal of kerem by leaders. So samuni notera et hakeramim shelahem. They made me do avodah zara, v'karmi sheli, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is mine, from miyemei avotai, lo natarti. So we see that Knesset Yisrael here in Pasuk Vav is describing the mahut of Am Yisrael. Chet is not part of the mahut of Klal Yisrael. To leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not natural to a Jew. If we see that there are Jews who, lemar'eh enayim, it looks on the outside, that they don't keep anything, and they don't believe in anything, and they're not close to Hashem, we have to know that's only shezafatni hashamish. It's only b'nei imini charubi. But it's al tir'uni she'ani shechachoret. Am Yisrael is not shechachoret. If shechora ani, you should know venava. There's a beauty. If I'm black, if it's ke'ahole kedar, it's kiriyot shelomo shemaher mitkapsim. It's very, very easy to launder, to clean out. If we know how to enter into the heart of a Jew, the Jew that is looks like the most distanced away from Hashem, in 1 second he can come back. We just have to find the key. That's the Jew. Why? Because he's not shechachoret beteva. It's only shezafatni hashamish. And now, after two psukim, that Knesset Yisrael is making a declaration to Umot HaOlam, to Benot Yerushalayim, Umot HaOlam, now Knesset Yisrael turns its eyes back to Hashem. In the beginning, Yishakeni mineshikot piu kitovim dodecha miyayin, was talking about the love of Klal Yisrael to Hashem. Now we come back, Knesset Yisrael turns to Hashem, now that we mentioned B'nei Imini Charubi, which is Galut, Hagida li she'ahava nafshi. Please, you, the one that I love so much, Hagida li, tell me, I have a question. Echa tir'eh, where do you lead your flock? Echa tarbitz batzahoraim, where do you take care of your sheep? In the middle of the day, you know, in the middle of the day, that's the tough hour for the sheep because the sun. So they need to find a place with good shade to rest. The ro'eh, in the batzahoraim, that's the time where he finds a good, a comfortable place for the tzon to go to rest. before they go out again into the field. So that's why echad tireh, efa ata ro'eh b'meshech hayom, echad tarbitz b'tzahoraim, where do you settle your flock b'tzahoraim in the middle of the day? Shalama ehyeh ke'otiyah al edrecha verecha. Shalama ze kmo asher lama. Lama ehyeh ke'otiyah, why should I be all the time? Otiyah, ota means I'm always, you know, landing on edrecha verecha, by the sheep, by the flock of your friends. I don't want to be with them. I want to be with you. Efo atani lo motze otcha. Let's see how Rashi explains it. Abotai, Shir HaShirim, ze koach, koach. Shir HaShirim ze koach. Hagid ali she'ahava nafshi, achshav chozer umdame ota letzon, asher ahuva al haroe. Now the Meshorer goes back to comparing Knesset Israel like the flock that is beloved by the sheep, by the shepherd. Omeret Knesset Israel lefanav keisha lebaala. Knesset Israel speaks to Hashem like a wife to a husband. Hagid ali she'ahava nafshi. Hashem, the one that I love. Bakasha, tagid li. Echad tir'e tzoncha ben ha'ze'evim halalu asher hem betocham. See, now Rashi went a little bit deeper. I'm not sure if Rashi is explaining the word Echa as Hechan, Le'efo, as most of the Mefarshim explain, or Echa Milashon Ech. I'm not 100% sure about that. It's possible to explain Rashi in both ways. Ech, like He'ach, so like Echa Yashva Badat. So Echa Tir'e. So Rashi Omer, Echa Tir'e Tzonecha Ben HaZe'evim Alalu Asher Hem Betocham. Vakasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell us, how is it that you expect to lead your flock, Am Yisrael, among the 70 wolves, the Umot HaOlam, in Galut? How do you expect us to survive? Give me a derech, give me a way, how we're going to be able to survive this. Echa tarbitz, or tarbitzem, Rashi is mefaresh, the pasuk, Echa tarbitzem batzahoraim bagalut hazo. Hashem, how are you leading your flock in this galut? Why is galut called tzahoraim? Shehi et tzara lahem, katzahoraim shehi et tzara latzon. As I told you, the tzahoraim is the toughest time of the day for the tzon. So the galut is the toughest time period in the history of the Jewish people. Echad tir'e, echad tarbitz batzahoraim. Hashem, ten li derech. Give me a way. How are you leading us in the galut? It was very nice. It was beautiful in the midbar. We were yishakeni min hashikot piyu ki tovim dodecha miyayin, nazkira dodecha miyayin, mesharim ha'evucha. In the midbar, it was beautiful. You were with us behekef ha'ananim, with matan Torah. But now we're in galut. Now it's batzahoraim. Echa tarbitz, efo ata? So you see how Rashi, you could explain echa as efo and also ech. Ve'im tomar shalama ehiye keotia. So Rashi explains, ve'im tomar, and if you'll ask me, ma echpat lecha, what do I care? What do you mean, what do I care? En ze kevotcha she'ehiye ke'avela ota al safam. Rashi explains otiyah in a different way than the Mefarshim. Rashi explains otiyah ota al safam, which means to cover my face like a avela, like a mourner. Shalama ehiye keoteya. Hashem, you want your people to be like mourners? You want what? Till when? Till when? Shalama ehiye keoteya al edrecha verecha etzel edre she'ar haroim shehem roim tzon kemotcha. Compared to all the other peoples of the world, compared to the other religions, they have their shepherds, and their shepherds are guiding them. I want to be guided by you. Don't just throw us into galut like this. Knesset Israel is saying to Hashem, "Klomar ben gdudei haumot hasmuchim al Elohim acherim." You put me amongst all different types of peoples who rely on their avodah zara. Yesh lahem melachim v'sarim manhigim otam. They have royalty. They have a king. They have a leader. So Hashem, we're asking you in the galut, echa tir'e, echa tarbitz batzahoraim. That's pasuk vav. Pasuk zayin. Pasuk chet is the response of Kudsha Brichu to Knesset Yisrael. Im lo tedei lach hayafa banashim, tzei lach beikve hatzon, ur'i et gediotayich al mishkenot haro'im. Im lo tede'ilach. Rashi says, Zohi teshuvat haro'e. This is the response of the shepherd. Im lo tede'ilach le'echan telchi lerotzonech. If you don't know where to go, if you feel like you don't have guidance, you don't know where and how, at hayafa banashim, shechadal lo haro'e milehanhigotam, im lo tede'ilach hayafa banashim, you beautiful Knesset Israel, if you don't know the way, tse'ilach be'ikve atzon, go out in the footsteps of the tzon. What's this answer? Rashi says, histakli b'fsi'ot derech shealchu atzon, v'ha'akevim nikarim. Look for the footsteps of where the tzon went. Look for the footsteps. V'chen arbe b'mikra, v'ikevodecha lo nodau, nechmesu akevayach, v'hu yagud akev, yashuv al akevav. So that's tse'ilach b'ikve hatzon. Here, ekev does not mean the ankle. Rather, like v'yado chezet ba'akev esav, rather b'ikve hatzon, ha'akevim over here means the footsteps. Follow the footsteps of the tzon. Ve'oto aderech lechi uri et gediotayich al mishkenot haroim. Ben mishkenot she'ar haroim she'at etzlam. That's the way, that's the path that I want you to follow. Ben al mishkenot haroim, among all the people that you are now finding yourself there. Ve'zo ha'dugma, and Rashi explains the nimshal. Im lo tedi lach kenesiyati va'adati ayafa b'anashim b'shar umot. You Knesset Israel, the most beautiful one. If you don't know, echad tir'i v'tinatzli miyad ha'metzikim lach lichyot b'nehem v'lo yovdu b'anayich. If you don't know the way, how to protect yourself in the galut, how to survive, how to last, so that you don't go lost, itboneni b'darkei avotayich harishonim. Tzei lach v'ikve atzon. Look for the footsteps that were left over by avotayich hakedoshim shekiblu torati veshamru mishmarti umitzvotai ulchi bedarchehem. Don't be scared. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Knesset Yisrael, don't be scared. Tzeilach b'ikve atzon, that's the derech. You say, echad tir'eh, echad tarbitz. You have it. Haderech slula mimei avotechem. It's already forged. The way was already blazed beforehand by the avot hakedoshim. Ve'az bischar zot, if you follow the ways of the Avot HaKedoshim, tir'i et gediotayich etzel sarei ha'umot. You will be able to survive with your tzon among she'ar ha'umot. V'chen amar Yirmiyah, this reminds us of the pasuk in Yirmiyah, hatzivi lach tziyunim, shiti libech lamsila derech halacht. See what Yirmiyah says? Yirmiyah was talking to Am Yisrael when they were about to go into Galut. Yirmiyah was the one who wrote Sefer Megillat Echa. So what was his parting piece of advice to Am Yisrael before they go into Galut? Hatzivi lach tziyunim. Make simanim for yourself. Make simanim. Go after the way that the Avot HaKedoshim made for you. Shiti libech lamesila. Put your heart to the way, derech halach, to the way that was made for you beforehand. Rabbi Chananel Melech Hasha'a Omer, Atza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach yobba lahem Torah mitzvot sheneemar, Adonai hafetz lemaan tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Amen. Amen.